I do want to begin with this shootout that took place on Friday at this Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. You heard that law enforcement is now telling CNN the shooter has anti-abortion, anti-government views, and he referenced baby parts following the attack. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains put out this following statement. It said, "We share the concerns of many Americans that extremists are creating a poisonous environment that feeds domestic terrorism in this country." What do you make of this argument, Governor?
Well, we don't know fully what the facts are. They're still being determined. We don't even know some of the victims' names yet. But regardless of why he did it, what he did is domestic terrorism. And what he did is absolutely abominable, especially to those of us in the pro-life movement, because there's nothing about any of us that would condone or in any way look the other way at something like this. We're not going to have the kind of language that you heard from John Kerry, where he talked about legitimizing or rationalizing terrorist actions. There's no legitimizing. There's no rationalizing. It was mass murder. It was absolutely unfathomable. And there's no excuse for killing other people, whether it's happening inside the Planned Parenthood headquarters, inside their clinics where many millions of babies die, or whether it's people attacking Planned Parenthood. We ought to value life. Every life truly does have worth and value. And this is an incredible tragedy. And I don't know of anybody who will say anything other than just outright condemnation for this horrible, horrible, despicable act of murder.
Planned Parenthood seems to be, well, it is, blaming the rhetoric that popped up following the videos that came out that were taped, various videos of Planned Parenthood. And they say the rhetoric really has created this environment where this happened. Do you agree with that?
Brianna, I don't know of any pro-life leader, any. If you can tell me one, please correct me. But I don't know of anybody who has suggested violence toward Planned Parenthood personnel or some act of violence toward their clinics. I've not heard that, not from one single pro-life person. I've heard universal condemnation, whether it's from the Centers for Medical Progress that put out the videos, whether it's from pro-life advocates, and I consider myself one of them. I know of nobody who has ever suggested that Planned Parenthood be the target of some type of violent attack. So I think that's a little bit disingenuous on the part of Planned Parenthood to blame people who have a strong philosophical disagreement with the dismembering of human beings.